And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 30th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of Fred W. Friendly, born Ferdinand Friendly Wackenheimer in New York City, 1915, went to work for CBS Radio and there met Edward R. Murrow, whose producer Friendly became. They did a number of news documentaries together for CBS News, where Fred W. Friendly resigned in protest in 1966 when CBS scrapped a hearing on Vietnam so they could run a rerun of I Love Lucy. It's the birthday of Ezra Pound, born in Haley, Idaho, 1885, whose reputation is based in part on his great generosity in promoting the work of other writers, James Joyce and William Carlos Williams, D.H. Lawrence, Marianne Moore, and T.S. Eliot. Ezra Pound, in his early 20s, taught literature at a small college in the Midwest, but he caused a scandal by allowing a stranded vaudeville actress to sleep over at his place. He was fired for that, but the college gave him the rest of his year's salary, and he headed off to Europe with it. He wanted to meet William Butler Yeats, who he thought was the greatest poet writing in English. He found Yeats, befriended him, worked as his secretary, and later married the daughter of Yeats's former lover. In 1914, Ezra Pound met T.S. Eliot, and he campaigned to get the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock published in Poetry magazine. Ezra Pound, who spent most of his writing life on the Cantos, a modern epic. There are 109 completed cantos. The first begins, and then went down to the ship, set keel to breakers forth on the godly sea, and we set up mast and sail on that swart ship, bore sheep aboard her, and our bodies also, heavy with weeping, and winds from sternward bore us out onward with bellying canvas, Circe's this craft, the trim-coiffed goddess. And it's the birthday of the second president of the United States, John Adams, Braintree, Massachusetts, 1735. Made a name for himself as a young man by arguing against the British right to tax the colonies. Became an advocate for independence from Great Britain. It was Adams who nominated George Washington to serve as commander of the Continental Army, and it was John Adams who chose Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, Niagara Falls. The day I learned my wife was dying, I thought of all the words we'd never speak, not just I love you or let's go for a walk, but complaints and words from fights, how much I'd give to have her to tell me, take out the garbage, pick up your books. I'd be eager to see her angry again. I'd accept any slight or defamation of character. But like the world on old maps, up ahead loomed a cataract, as at Niagara, folks with telescopes might watch us float by as we, in our barrel, bobbed toward it. How feeble is language. Where were the words to turn this to a story to make her laugh? A poem by Stephen Dobbins, Niagara Falls, from The Day's Last Light Reddens the Leaves of the Copper Beech, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.